Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time we studied the book's title and purpose. Today we look at the book's target audience groups. Proverbs 1 verses 4 to 6, reading from the ESV. To give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. One audience group is the inexperienced, naive, or simple-minded. Unlike fools and mockers, the simple-minded are open to instruction. They are teachable. So, Proverbs can help them become prudent. The underlying Hebrew word, orma, can be used negatively, as for example to describe serpentine cunning in Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. But orma is used only positively in Proverbs to mean self-regulating, discerning, and proactive. The book can help the simple-minded be alert and aware of what's going on around them, to think before rushing into a situation, to learn to read the room. Another audience group is the young, the immature. Chronologically, the Na'ar would be unmarried adolescents. To them, the book of Proverbs offers knowledge and discretion. In Proverbs, knowledge is never abstract or theoretical. It's always relational. It is to honor God and know the moral and ethical order He has created. We will discuss this more when we come to verse 7. Discretion means being able to think independently, even while being pressured or enticed, to plan without prematurely showing one's thoughts, to be resourceful. To the next audience group also, the wise, the book of Proverbs offers help. The more they advance, the more they recognize that they'll always be learners. Solomon himself studied the sayings of the wise. Every time those who are already wise study Proverbs, their wisdom is enriched and enhanced. Sailors use guide ropes to steer ships. So also, through the utterances in the book of Proverbs, the wise will receive guidance in tricky situations and in decision-making. As they become increasingly insightful, they will consistently seek God's wisdom and find it. The wiser they become, the more willing they will be to be corrected. Wisdom transforms their characters. Their ability to understand different forms of wise sayings will also increase. These include proverbial sayings, parables, wise speeches, and riddles. Wise sayings often use comparisons and are terse, memorable, and well known. By concealing the truth, by sometimes being indirect and ambiguous, they require the seeker after wisdom to work hard to understand them. Today, we've studied the book's target audience groups: the simple-minded, the inexperienced, and the wise. Next time, we'll study Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to humbly approach the incredible treasures of this book of Scripture. For You are the source of all wisdom, and You reveal Yourself to us when we seek You with all our hearts. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.